you're making the kli chazak strong again, like Rashi says. Kishakli matchis cham, when you have a metal kli that's heated up, you put now cold water inside it. Mechazka metakli, it's mechazik the kli. The zuhi gemar malachton atzorfim. This is the gemar malach of tzorfim. What after you heat up the kli and it gets nice and soft, when you put cold water, you mechazik the kli. If this is an issa d'iraisa or an issa d'rabbanan, some say when you really mechaven to mitzarif, it's an issa d'iraisa. It's like vinyan, you're being vayner keli. And some say no, that is only issa d'rabbanan. It's only mechzei kimisachin. But the kasher is, how could you fill it up now with cold water? You're being mitzarif. The teretz is Reb Shimon he. The yama davish sheni meskaven mutar. Hey, the pshat is when you fill it up with cold water, you're not mechaven now to mechazet the kli. Your kavana is you have ice cold water. You want to make the water lukewarm. That's your kavana. You're not mechaven to make the kli chazik. So therefore, Reb Shimon davish sheni meskaven is mutar even on Shabbos. And Avada Teisa speaks out. We're talking about it's not a psikration. Like it's not vada. You're putting in enough cold water. The water is so cold that it will vada be mechazet the kli. Because there is a psikration that will for surely be mechazet the kli. Then it's also even davish sheni meskaven. We're talking that's not 100% zikha that you will be mechazet the kli. Therefore, since you're not meskaven, it's mutter. For the more mask of lo abaya, midi meicham shepinim emenu mayim ketoni. Does the Mishnah say this hot kettle that you emptied out the water? Is that what the Mishnah says? Shepinim emenu mayim. Does it say you emptied out the water? Meicham shepinu ketoni. The Mishnah stam says you have this hot kettle of water shepinu that you stam took it off the fire. That's what's mashmam. Not mashmam. You emptied out the pot of its water. Just you took the pot off the fire. That's all. Hey, the Mishnah says meicham shepinu. Hey, this hot kettle of water you pinu means you took it off the fire. That's all ketoni. So what does it got to do with emptying it out the water and putting in cold water now? Elorom rabbi this pshat in the Mishnah kikomer ha meicham shepinu. If you have this hot kettle of water that you took off the fire, shepinu, v'yesh boi mayim chamin, and there's still hot water inside this kettle, is lo yitro teichen mayim watim. You're not allowed to put a little bit cold water inside this hot pot now. V'shvil shechaimu, because you put a little bit cold water, the hot water inside it, this is going to cook it up, or make it to yatsa, let this boy, like we had before, that's the sheer vishul, that if it's so hot that if it falls on the tinnik, on the kreisah shel tinnik, on the stomach of a tinnik, it'll burn him. And the Maestro, we said that the shurim lechumra is the machmir is at 112. Now 112, when it gets to the degree of 112 degrees, some say that's already yatz levis boyim. Other people say it's first at 120 or 140. But I call upon lechumra, your machmir shouldn't make it more hotter than 112. If it gets to 112, that's a shail sofek already is the mishul. So now if you have a little bit cold water and put it into a lot of hot water, it's mistarva, the water is still going to be at least 112 at Yatsal at this point, so being a sabishal. So that you shouldn't do. Avo, what's the Eitzah? Noisen letoichoi mayim rubim. You're allowed to pour in a one shot a lot of cold water. Mayim rubim, it's mutter. Kedei lav shirim. Because after when the water falls inside the kli, it's not going to be hot anymore, because you put a lot of cold water in. All it's going to end up to be just to be lukewarm. So there's no issa bishul involved, that's mutter. I lechura, the first drop, when the first drop of water touches the hot water, that first drop is being mevushal. It's first later, when all the water falls in, a lot of cold water, then the bottom water becomes warm-like. But metchil, the first drop that falls in, that's the chiddush, we don't look at that. We look at, since the water is falling in one shot, by water, like yesh bilu, the whole thing gets mixed up together. So about when the whole thing is there together, it's not going to be yatz. Let us boy, it's mutter. Another pshat is that even by bishul doesn't happen in 1 second. Omnal, if you put something on top of the fire, it doesn't take 1 second to be over this bishul. It takes time till it gets cooked up. As the shir, we'll see later, kadesh rosteach, how long it takes. There also, when the water, this cold water, falls into the boiling hot water, it's true, the first drops of water that touch the bottom water become a bushel. It starts to get heated up. But it takes time till it gets heated up. It doesn't take 1 second. So while it's being heated up, since you have a flow of more and more cold water coming in, so by the time it's supposed to be mevushal, it's not even hot anymore on the bottom. It's already only lukewarm. That's why it's mutter. But that's the eitzah. The eitzah is to pour a lot of cold water into the hot water pot, and it'll only be kreilah shirin, that's mutter. Weiter now. O meichem shepina mimeno mayim, but a meichem a hot kettle. That you emptied it out the water, you took out all the hot water from the kettle. You're not allowed to put any cold water into this pot, even though you put a lot of cold water in now. So if you put a lot of cold water, there's no istabishal. If you put a lot of cold water, all it's going to turn out to be is lukewarm. It'll never become yatzla, this boy. Still a saucer. Why? Because you have this pot that metchili, you cooked up the pot. So when the pot, the metal gets hot, it becomes soft. Later, when you put the cold water in, you be mitzaref the pot. You're making the pot chazik, which is either an issa deraisa or an issa rabbanan, but it's awesome. And vice of Rabbi Yehuda, hey, see, all the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The yom adavah sheni meskaven awesome. Even though when you pour the cold water into the top kettle, you're not mechaven now to mitzaref the kli. You're mechaven stam to make the water lukewarm. But since you're doing an issa, you be mitzaref the kli. I leave it to Rabbi Yehuda. It's awesome. So that's the way. That's why Rabbi Yehuda. This is the way Abai. This is the way Abai learns Shana Mishnah. That a Mishnah goes a libid to Rabbi Yehuda. That if you emptied out the kettle of water, you're not allowed to put in cold water, even a lot of cold water, because there's an issa then to be mitzar. Shengel Skavanos. Omara lo ishon welele hafshir. Yishno, it's only also to make it lukewarm. I will litzarif. It's also. The Trashi, Avul Itzara Shepina Mamenu Achamin. Omarab Loishonuel Lahavshir, but it's only Mutter Lahavshir to make it lukewarm. That's what's Mutter. Avul Litzarif, awesome. But if your Kavonar is to Mitzarif, because you're putting cold water in now to Mitzarif the Kli, that's awesome. So Trashi Avul Itzarif means Shepina Mamenu Achamin. If you emptied out all the hot water, and now you're putting in cold water, that's mitzarif. It's an issa deraisa, the rabbonim, you'd be mechazik the kli. That Rav says, l'shona lahavshir, means that there's still some hot water in the kettle. And you're adding now a lot of cold water in there. So all that's going to come out is going to be, the water will be now lukewarm. That's mutter. Because al vishol, there's no vishol. Since you're adding a lot of cold water into it, it's going to end up just to be lukewarm, not yat letters, boys. And now it's mitzarif to mechazik the kli, you're not, because there's still hot water in the kli. So cold the man, there's hot water in the clear, there's no tziruf. Just if you empty out all the hot water, and now you add new cold water into the pot, that's also, you be mitzaref. That's Rav, and Rav holds like a Yehuda, that Dovah Shein HaMeskaven is also. O Shmuel Lamano, afil mitzaref nami mutter. Shmuel holds even to mitzaref, it means even if you emptied out the kettle of water, all the water is out, and now you add new cold water in, still it's mutter. Says even if you mechaven for that, as you know, you had your hot kettle of water that was heated up. So metu, when it's hot, it gets off. Now you empty out the water. Now you have kavana to have cold water to mitzarif. Is that also mutter? That's the chosiv you have kavana. Eliyit mahokid. This is what the Gemara means. Amarav lo shenu ela shir lahavshir. It's only mutter to put in a small amount of water that will only become lukewarm. Abu shir letzarif. You can add a lot of cold water that will make the pot cold, that's awesome. Ushmul amenei nafilu shil etzarif is also mutim. Even though you add now a lot of cold water into the pot, that the water now is mitim tzarif the pot. But since you're not mechavin for tziruf, your only kavanah is to make this cold.